Chan Goshorn was an enrolled member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. She worked in a variety of artistic forms, including drawing, painting, photography, silversmithing, and glass. The common thread in her work was her critical look at the history of the Cherokee people and active engagement with human rights issues unique to American Indians. Goshorn made her first basket in 2008. While her baskets are based on traditional Cherokee shapes and patterns, she also wove in text from disputed treaties between state, federal, and tribal governments, and photos of significant places for the Cherokee people. She found that viewers who might have overlooked her earlier, more politically explicit works closely and curiously examined her baskets. In this way, she was able to educate them about American Indian history, stereotypes, and racism in a non-threatening way. As you look at the basket closely, ask yourself, what words do you see? Are they handwritten or printed? Does there seem to be one text or more than one? What images do you see? How do they relate to the text? What feelings does the basket evoke in you? The texts and image here refer to spring 1838, when the Cherokee people planted corn in defiance of the U.S. government's plan to remove them from their ancestral homelands in southern Appalachia. Tragically, the government forced over 16,000 Cherokee to leave their homes and march to Oklahoma reservations on the Trail of Tears. The photograph shows the Catua Mound in Bryson City, North Carolina, the center of the original Cherokee settlement and revered place of origin for the Cherokee people.